Hey, beautiful people, this is the day that the Lord has made, so you know we got to rejoice and be glad in it. You're listening to the Young Believers Podcast with me, Miana Michelle, where we are tearing down walls, taking a stand, and making an impact. Let's talk about it. Hello, beautiful people. On today's episode of the Young Believers Podcast, I just want us to pray. I want us to pray together before this new season of adventuring into the Word of God, before going into the deep and the unknown concerning God's Word and how He calls us to live. So on today, as we pray, get your mind in a place of thanksgiving, praising God for everything that He's done, praising Him for all that He's done for us in this season, even walking into this new season. Hopefully all minds are clear. All hearts are ready to receive whatever God has to say in this moment. Heavenly Father, we thank You. We thank You for all that You've done, Father. We thank You for all that You've been to us, God. We thank You for doing what no other person can do, for loving us like no one else can. God, I thank You for waking us up this morning, giving us our right mind, allowing us to function with all the activities of our limbs, Father. God, we just thank You for even the small things that a lot of people would take advantage of. Being able to breathe, being able to lift our hands, to walk, God, we thank You for it. We thank You. We have a heart of thanksgiving on today. And so, God, I say, God, we love You. We thank You. There's no one like You, God. No one above You. No one beside You, God. No one like You, God. And we thank You. We thank You, God, that there is nobody greater than You. God, we thank You, God, that when we have had a petition, You've answered it, God. When we were sick, You healed us, God. When we didn't know what to do, You gave us clarity and wisdom on how to solve situations, or even just to give our situations to You, God. We thank You for being such a good God, such a sovereign God, such a God with such wisdom. And God, we want to serve You with such fervor, God. We want to serve You with our hearts. We want to serve You with our minds each and every day, God. And we thank You. God, I ask that You forgive us for anything that we might have done that displeased You, God, for any sins committed, God. We say now, God, search us, God. Search us and know us, God. Bring to the surface, God, anything that we have done, Father, that has displeased You, God, so that we might go to Your throne and ask for forgiveness. God, we thank You, God, that You are just and able to forgive us each and every time that we fall, and that Your grace and mercy still stands each and every day. God, we thank You, God. We thank You that You love us, that You care for us so much, that You sent Your Son to die for us, even though we didn't even care at the time. God, there were so many people, Father, that discarded You, God, that discarded Your Son, God. Hallelujah. But still, You sent Him to die for us. For people who didn't even deserve it, God, You still did that for us. And God, we thank You, God. And now, God, as we go into the new seasons of our lives, as we walk in the newness of life, as we walk into the new purposes, the purposes that You called for us, God, we just want to say thank You. We just want to say thank You for all that You've done. We just ask for your wisdom, God, that You lead us and guide us, God, into what we should do, Father. Order our steps, God, in Your word, so that we may do what You called us to do, God. Help us to have clear minds and clean hearts. Help us to have hearts that love people and care about people. Help us to bring other people up with us. Hallelujah. Help us to be a light and to draw other people to You. Us, the young believers, ask that You just be in the midst of us, God. Be in the midst of our hearts. Be in the midst of our minds, God, so that we're doing what You called us to do, so that we're doing Your will each and every day, God. If we're not focused on what we need to be focused on, God, I ask that You refocus us. Refocus us on the purpose, God. Refocus us on the plan, God. Refocus us on what we have to do. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank You. When we honor You, when we ask that you just continue to be God in our hearts and in our minds, be God in our situations, God, and we thank you. God, I thank you for this new season. Let someone come out of this new season with a better understanding of you and your word. As we delve deeper, as we go where no one wants to go, as we bring up the topics that no one wants to talk about, God, I ask that you touch us, God. Give us wisdom so that we may explain to people, to your children, to people who don't know you, what your word says in context, God. God, I thank you for this time. I thank you for this moment. I love you, God. I honor you, God. We love you. We honor you, God. Us as the young believers just want to say thank you, God. We just want to say thank you, God, for all that you've done, for all that you are. And God, we love you. We honor you and we lift your name up. You alone are worthy of all that we have to give you. And we thank you, God. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We glorify your name on today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, beautiful people. If you believe today's message pricked your heart, if you even believe today's message showed you that there is a void in you no one can fill but God, and you want to submit your heart to him, I invite you to pray this prayer with me. God, I thank you. I acknowledge that I am a sinner that is in need of a Savior. Come into my life and save me. Come into my heart and heal brokenness. Make me new and fill me with your Holy Spirit. I now acknowledge you as my personal Lord and Savior. Lead me and guide me in the ways of righteousness. In Jesus' name, amen. Guess what? You are now a part of the fold. So go in peace, believing God. Join me for the next episode of the Young Believers Podcast with your girl, Miana Michelle. Here we are breaking down walls, taking a stand, and making an impact. Remember that there are new episodes every other week on your favorite podcast streaming services. Like, comment, and subscribe to show your love for the young believers everywhere. I'll see you next time. Hello, beautiful people. It's your girl, Miana Michelle, and I want to talk to you about season 2. I am so excited. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I really hope that this prayer set you in the mood, set you in the tone that you need to be for season 2, because season 2 is going to be epic. We got a fall lineup and a spring lineup, and we got lots and lots of episodes ready for you to learn and grow, and for all the young believers everywhere to come in, say what you gotta say, and learn what you have to learn. So there's so many amazing topics. We got good topics about perfection and how you don't have to be necessarily perfect, but perfect in love, and not worrying, but waiting on God, and the generational curses and how we can break those. We're going to talk about letting go and letting God, getting comfortable with being uncomfortable, guys. We're going to talk about distractions and how attractive they can be. We're going to talk about being called to be different in this life and how it's okay to be called to be different, because you are not the only person, but you are the last man standing. Guys, we're going to talk about feeding our heart constantly, feeding our heart with the word of God and more. There are more episodes. That isn't it. There's so many episodes, and I'm so excited to share those things with you. We'll have people on the episodes. We'll have group conversations. We'll even have different guests to speak and talk about their experiences, because you know I gotta do what I always like to do, which is our themed podcast episodes. And you know I like to do more than one. We'll have maybe 2 or 3 themed podcast episodes this season, and I'm so excited. I want you guys to stay tuned. Stay tuned to what I got for you guys, because this season is going to be epic. We are going to learn, we're going to grow, and we're going to soar in the word of God, being the people that he's called us to be, because we're breaking down barriers. We're making an impact, guys, and that is so, so important for us to break down those barriers, for us to make that impact in the world. it's so important for us as the young believers to be a light. And this podcast isn't just for us young believers. It's for everybody. It's for every atheist. It's for every person that doesn't believe in God, for the Catholic, for anyone who believes in Buddhism. This is for everyone because we want everyone to know about the love of Christ. We want to draw everyone to God and how amazing he is. We want to show people how amazing and awesome he is. So guys, I love you. I love you so much. Stay tuned for the rest of the season. I cannot wait to have fun with you this season. Let's talk.